64 AI agents rewrote 500,000 lines of a production JavaScript runtime from one programming language into another in 11 days. And the man who created the language they abandoned called it, quote, unreviewed slop. Welcome to AI in 15 for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host. And after a week dominated by lawsuits and price wars, today we get the year's cleanest fight over a simple question. When AI writes the code fast, can you actually trust it?
It really is, Marcus. Our lead, Bun, rewrites itself in Rust with a fleet of Claude agents, and the Zig community sets it on fire. Then a run worth your time. Mira Muradi's Thinking Machines plants a flag, and it quotes a dead economist. Cursor is quietly building an office agent, while a $60 billion SpaceX deal hovers over it. Beijing clawed an AI startup back from Meta and handed it to Tencent. And China raises $4 billion in a single share sale, without a single Wall Street bank. Lead story, Marcus. Walk me through this Bun rewrite. What actually happened?
So, Bun is a fast JavaScript runtime, Kate, a competitor to Node, and it's owned by Anthropic. It was written in a language called Zig. Last week, its creator, Jared Sumner, announced they'd ported the entire thing to Rust, roughly 500,000 lines, in 11 days, using about 64 Claude Fable 5 agents running in parallel. The pitch? Memory safety, better optimization, smaller binaries.
64 agents at once. That's the part that stops you.
It is. And Anthropic published a genuinely detailed engineering post on how they did it, Kate. But then Andrew Kelly, the creator of Zig, the language they walked away from, fired back in a post that tore across the developer world. His argument is sharp. He says Bun's memory problems were never Zig's fault. They came from sloppy engineering, chiefly not enough fuzzing. That's automated testing that throws random garbage at your code to find crashes. And he says the wins they bragged about, the smaller binaries and the optimization, had nothing to do with switching languages at all.
Ouch. Did he keep it professional?
Not entirely, Kate. His line was, quote, Sumner was already writing slop well before he had access to LLMs. And a follow-up essay with the title, Zig Creator Calls a Spade, Anthropic Blows Smoke, hit the top of Hacker News with 1,445 points. So this is not a niche squabble. The whole community picked sides.
So, who's right?
Both, a bit. And that's what makes it the story, Kate. On one side, 64 agents rewriting a live runtime in under 2 weeks is a real capability milestone. That's not hype. It happened. On the other side, the deepest point in the thread wasn't even about Zig versus Rust. One commenter put it best. The value of code isn't in writing it. It's in the years of battle testing, the weird bugs found in production, the edge cases patched at 3 a.m. A fresh rewrite, however fast, throws all of that away and starts the clock over.
So the speed is real, but so is the risk.
Exactly, Kate. AI wrote it in 11 days, and this code is trustworthy, are two different claims. And this is the cleanest public test of whether they can be true at the same time. Rewriting is the one task AI makes dramatically cheaper. And battle-hardened reliability is the one thing it can't hand you on day one. That tension is going to define a lot of 2026.
Story 2, Marcus, and it's the intellectual counterweight to a month of launches. Mira Muradi's lab published a manifesto.
It did, Kate. Thinking Machines Lab, that's the outfit the former OpenAI CTO founded, backed by a reported $2 billion seed round, put out its mission statement, titled, The Future Worth Building is Human. And the surprising move is the intellectual scaffolding. It leans explicitly on Friedrich Hayek, the economist, and his idea that the knowledge that actually runs the world is tacit and local, the stuff on the factory floor, in the sales team's heads, that never gets written down.
And how does a dead economist become an AI strategy?
Because the conclusion Hayek points to, Kate, is that no single centralized model can ever capture all that scattered local knowledge. So the manifesto's bet is the opposite of the industry consensus. Instead of one giant frontier model to rule them all, they argue for many diverse AI systems, each owned and fine-tuned by the organization using it. Their line, AI built for full autonomy, quote, crowds people out, making us passive observers of what's coming.
That's a lovely principle. Is there a business underneath it?
There absolutely is. And that's the honest read, Kate. It's philosophy with a business model bolted on. Thinking Machines plans to sell exactly the thing it's championing, the layer that lets a company own and control its own model weights. So you can be a little skeptical, but even as positioning, it's the clearest articulated alternative to the one model rules everything thesis we've heard all year. Own your weights, keep human steering, is a real strategic wager on where enterprise value actually lands.
Story 3, Marcus. Cursor, the AI code editor company, is building something that isn't for coders at all.
Right. And it's a telling move, Kate. Cursor is reportedly building a general-purpose office agent, internally called SAND. Not for developers, for everyone else. It's designed to answer your emails and texts, wrangle spreadsheets, handle ordinary office workflows. Internal rollout to staff started in late June, and they've been leasing compute from SpaceX's AI division to build it.
So the code tool leaders all want the bigger prize.
Every one of them, Kate. This puts Cursor head-to-head with Anthropic's Claude Cowork and OpenAI's ChatGPT work. They've all realized the same thing. The real money isn't in helping programmers. It's in general knowledge work, the stuff every office worker does all day. But there's a giant asterisk here, and it's the wild card. Cursor is reportedly being acquired by SpaceX for $60 billion, expected to close this quarter.
Wait, SpaceX is buying Cursor?
That's the reporting, Kate. And it could rewrite the entire roadmap before SAND ever ships. Think about it. One of the most central companies in the developer tools world getting pulled into Musk's orbit, right next to xAI and Grok. That reshapes who's aligned with whom across the whole industry, well beyond one product. So keep the caveat firmly on. Cursor hasn't committed to launching SAND, and the acquisition hasn't closed, but the direction is unmistakable.
Story 4, Marcus. And this one's pure geopolitics. Meta had to give an AI startup back.
It did, Kate. And it's a striking sequence. Late last year, Meta agreed to buy an AI agent startup called Manus, founded by Chinese entrepreneurs, incorporated in Singapore, for over $2 billion. Then, Chinese regulators stepped in, citing national security concerns about a foreign giant buying up AI with Chinese roots, and forced Meta to unwind the whole deal.
And now?
Now Tencent is in talks to buy it back, Kate, alongside the original backers, at no less than that same $2 billion valuation, which would make Tencent the largest shareholder. So Beijing effectively reached in, pulled a homegrown company back out of a U.S. tech giant's hands, and handed the opening to a domestic champion.
That's the mirror image of what Washington does with export controls.
That's exactly the frame, Kate. The U.S. restricts chips flowing east. Here, Beijing restricted talent and technology flowing west. AI mergers aren't just business deals anymore. They're instruments of state policy on both sides. And Tencent has a clear motive. It recently launched a prototype agent it wants to eventually run errands for its billion-plus users. Manus fits that ambition perfectly.
Story 5, Marcus, and it connects straight to that. China's AI labs are funding themselves, at scale.
And this is the number that should make people sit up, Kate. Zhipu, that Tsinghua University spin-out behind the open-source GLM models, the first large model AI lab anywhere to go public, just launched a $4 billion share sale in Hong Kong. This is 6 months after its January IPO, following a stock surge of roughly 1,500%. And the quiet headline is, the deal ran through state-owned CICC, with essentially no Wall Street banks involved.
$4 billion in one placement. And that's not the whole week?
Not even close, Kate. The same week, two Chinese chipmakers, Iluvatar Corex and Byron, raised around $850 million and $900 million, respectively. That pushes China's one-week AI fundraising total to $5.8 billion. And Jipu's open flagship, GLM 5.2, sits within a point or two of OpenAI's new GPT 5.6 Sol on design leaderboards. So this isn't second-tier money chasing second-tier models.
So where does that leave U.S. policy?
This is the structural shift, Kate. Export controls still limit which chips China can buy, but they no longer limit the money. China's leading labs can now fund frontier-scale compute entirely out of Hong Kong's capital markets, beyond the reach of U.S. banks and U.S. policy levers. Whatever you think of the controls, they were built to constrain capacity. Capacity you can now pay for locally is a different game.
Quick, last one, Marcus, a builder's note. Claude Code got a browser.
It did, Kate. Anthropic shipped an in-app, sandboxed browser inside the Claude Code desktop app. The agent can now open your docs, your designs, your local running app, click around, read the console error, and fix its own code, without you shuttling between windows. And the safety design is the smart part. In plan mode, it reads freely. Screenshots, text, console logs, no prompts. But any action that changes something, a click or typing, needs your explicit approval.
Read freely, ask before acting.
That's the template, Kate. It's incremental, but it's the shape of where agents are going. Closing the full loop themselves. And read without asking, act only with permission, is a sensible little rule that probably generalizes far beyond one code tool.
One to watch tomorrow, Marcus.
The Fable 5 Cliff, Kate. Anthropic's free access to its best model on paid plans expires July 19th. On the 20th, it shifts to prepaid credits until they free up compute. Watch whether they extend a third time or let it lapse. It's the most honest public read we have on how hard Sol's cheaper pricing is actually biting, and on Anthropic's own compute crunch.
Agree or counter?
Small counter, Kate. The sleeper is the Apple versus OpenAI docket. The first discovery motions could surface far uglier specifics, right as OpenAI courts IPO investors. The pricing cliff is the gauge. The lawsuit is the bomb.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.